Michael Moore predicts Trump victory in 2020, support has not gone down one inch. By Pam Key on December 27, 2019. In an interview on Thursday with Democracy Now!, left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore said if the presidential election were held today that President Donald Trump would win a second term. Moore said, "I think if the election were held today, Hillary won by 3 million popular votes. I believe whoever the Democrat is next year is going to win by 4 to 5 million popular votes. There's no question in my mind that people who stayed home, who sat on the bench, they're going to pour out, in California, New York and, you know, but also in Texas and whatever. I mean, places that Trump will probably win, but, yeah, there's going to be a much higher percentage of people voting against him." He continued, "The problem is that he will. If the vote were today, I believe, he would win the electoral states that he would need. Because, living out there, I will tell you, his level of support has not gone down one inch. In fact, I'd say it's even more rabid than it was before because they're afraid now. They're afraid he could lose because they watched his behavior. So they are voracious in their appetite for Donald Trump. That's the bad news. The good news is, again, number one, never forget, there's more of us than there are them. The majority of the American people agree with us. 70% of the voters next year are women, people of color, and young adults. Okay? All that on our side. So, what we have to do is we have to make sure we don't give them another Hillary Clinton to vote for. The Democrats who are encouraging moderation, go to the center, you know, let's not upset the angry white guys, that's really what it is. You know, the voter they're trying to convince, that's why we've got to have Biden. You know, we've got to have Klobuchar. We've got to have somebody that is somewhere there, wherever that middle is now. There's really nobody in that middle, by the way. Even the Fox News poll last week showed that 54% supported impeachment and conviction, and 40-some percent didn't. And then they asked the question, how many of you would support impeachment but no removal? It was at 4%, 5%. I mean, it was like, there's nobody in that trying to have it both ways. So, it is polarized, but for a good reason. Polarization is always talked about like it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. I think if you think women should have the right to vote, I don't think there's a middle position on that. You either believe that women should vote or women shouldn't vote. You either believe that a fertilized egg is a human being or not. There's no middle ground there. He added, and so, our side has got to take this by the reins, and it's got to have the courage of our convictions to fight this. And if we do this, then he won't win the electoral states. Remember, Hillary only lost Michigan by 2 votes per precinct. That's it. And it's not because Lunch Bucket Joe stayed home, you know, or voted for Trump. It's because, when they talk about the working class, Amy, this just drives me crazy. Oh, you know, Trump won all these working class votes in Michigan and Pennsylvania. No. What happened was, is that the Democratic Party didn't stand up in the way that they should have for what the youth wanted, for what people of color needed. HTRCP video. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.